10 powerful law of attraction tips for attracting prosperity, abundance, and love.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And you are listening to Law of Attraction Secrets podcast, where we talk about the law of attraction. We've been doing it since 2009. By the way, we've helped people in 60 different countries all over the world save their relationship, build their business, increase their success. Whatever it is, we can help you. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching. Visit us at our new website, lawofattractionsolutions.com. And by the way, we have a lot of free audios and programs and tests you can take on the website. It is quite a resourceful website. We have a lot of new blogs on there as well that I think you'll enjoy. So we're going to talk about 10 powerful law of attraction tips for attracting abundance, prosperity, love, whatever it is you desire. Number one, goes without saying, you've got to focus on the wish fulfilled. You have to have a clear picture of what everything looks like when everything comes together. Now, sometimes everything comes together at one time. Sometimes it comes together in kind of little pieces, but when it all comes together, what does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it make you feel? Remember, feelings are how we connect with the infinite field of potential, the universe. So those feelings are very important. What do I feel like in my new home? What do I feel like in my new business? What do I feel like in my new relationship? And then allow those feelings to happen as if you already have manifested it. Focus on the wish fulfilled. Two, zero in on what matters. You may have 100 things on your to-do list, and at some level, they all may be important, though some are more important than others. Focus on the top priority. Focus on that number one or maybe two or three priorities. That doesn't mean you can't have intentions and goals in every area of your life. You can. But what is the top priority when it comes to your health? What is the top priority when it comes to your relationship? What is the number one priority when it comes to your personal success? That's what you want to be asking yourself. And then kind of get rid of the rest of the clutter out of your mind. Let it go and focus on what's important to you. This is your journey. This is your life. And you can have it all. There's no boundaries. But you have to have clear intentions. Zero in on what matters. Number three, avoid those people. And you know who I'm talking about. Come on. Avoid those people who they just kind of want to bring you down. You can't do that. Don't you understand? You're too old for that. Grow up. You know, you can't do that. You haven't gone to college. You know, you need a college education for that. You can't do that. You're not smart enough. You're not tall enough. You're not the right color. You can't do that. Look at the universe is promising each and every one of us, no matter what our sex is, no matter what our height is, no matter what our health is, no matter what our skin color is, no matter what our eye color is, the universe is promising every one of us an opportunity. But the universe doesn't promise an outcome. That's your decision. That's your choice. Get it? Okay. So avoid those people who want to bring you down. And oftentimes they're well-meaning, you know? I love my grandmother with all my heart. And I have to say that I would have skipped many years of suffering if I would have listened to her. But I also would have skipped the wonderful abundance that I'm living now. She always told me, just get a good job, preferably a union job. Just get a good job. Don't worry about going to school. Don't worry about this. Just find a good company and get hired. Had I done that, okay, the years of struggle, I might have skipped some of that. But I also would have skipped the abundance and the prosperity and the love and the joy and the excitement that I have in my life right now. So you tell me, do you really want to listen to other people? Do you really want them to drive your life? Or do you want to drive your own life? Are you in charge of your own destiny? Emotionalize your goals. Number four, every goal, every feeling is important. When you have a goal, when you have an intention, and you amp up the emotionalization, and you feel it as if you already have it, you can taste it, you can smell it, it's just right there. When that's part of your visualization, when that's part of your mental mindset, you are closer than you think to attracting what you desire. Emotionalize your intentions and emotionalize your goals. Number five, here's a way to do it. Here's a way to emotionalize your goals. Number five, find a favorite song that captures the feeling that you feel when you think about your goals, when you think about your dreams, when you think about your outcome. I don't know what that song is, you know, living in America. Could be that. Could be We Are the Champions, you know, could be that. I did it my way. It could be that. It could be a number of songs. You pick out your song, but listen to it every day while you are thinking and dreaming of your goals. Okay. Find your favorite song. I have a lot of them. Live your life your way. Look at, you only have one time right now to live this life. Everything that from this moment on is history. So focus on right now in the future. Matter of fact, even right now is history. Because the second I say right now, it's gone. Focus on where you're going, where you're taking your life, what you're becoming, what you're changing into, your greatness, your personal power. As you focus on that, you expand your potential a thousandfold. Live your life your way. Now, the next door neighbor thinks I'm crazy. We put up a Halloween display that took us 3 weeks to put up. Skeletons all over the place, jack-o'-lanterns, ghosts, you know, the whole nine yards. And the neighbor just looks at us with that stoic kind of look. Hey, he's living his life. I don't give a F what he thinks about what I'm doing. I'm not hurting him. I'm living my life. And my life is about making people feel happy on the holidays. Well, actually, my life is about making people feel empowered all the time. By the way, I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching. Find out what a mentoring program can mean for your life. We've helped people in 60 different countries. I mean, it's amazing. People are putting back their relationship. They're increasing their income. One of my clients that when he started working with me, since he started working with me, it's only been about a year ago, he's added a new home in the Hollywood Hills, 6-bedroom home, beautiful house. He's added a new Lamborghini, and he's back together with his girlfriend. Now, I'm not taking credit for all of that. That's the universe. But I inspired him to think about his unlimited potential. I gave him permission to be himself. I want to help you if you want help. Claim your 30 minutes, Miracle Mentoring, Alchemy Success Coaching at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay, number seven, if you feel stuck, take a break, crank on the music and dance, get on the floor and do some yoga, go take a 20-minute nap, just relax and let it go. Number 10, or number 9, I mean, number 8, I'm losing my numbers. I saw this here on my notes. Your 10-minute morning before you get out of bed. 10 minutes. Okay, 10 minutes before you get out of bed in the morning, you are focusing on your goals. You're focusing on the wish fulfilled. You're visualizing it over and over and over and over just for 10 minutes. And that's how you set the attitude for the entire day. That's number 8. Number 9, gratitude. Bathe yourself in gratitude. One of the things that we are doing with a group of people right now that seems to be very successful is what we call a gratitude rant. And it's where you take 5 minutes, you just walk around your house, and anything you see, you exclaim you're grateful for it. And you do that for 5 minutes. You will be surprised at how wonderful, how empowered you feel after doing that. And number 10, every day, look at your intentions. Look at your goals and say, I am going to take inspired action. And when you feel inspired, move on it. Take action. Do it now. Do it now. Three little words that will change your life. Okay, we're out of time. Gotta go. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.